Part 1. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Kate, and a boy, George. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I don't remember much of that lecture. The doctor gave me this medicine for my cough, but I don't like it. It seems to make me awfully sleepy, and I can't follow my lectures.
Well, if you don't take it, none of us will be able to follow our lectures. All we'll hear is you coughing.
Oh, dear. Do you think I'll annoy everybody?
Yes. You could study at home for a couple of days. You know, have some time off until it gets better.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I'd miss too much. And I get really uncomfortable when I have a lot of catching up to do. Last year I missed a whole week when I fell off my bike and had that enormous bandage on my hand. It took me ages to do all the work when I came back.
Oh, you worry too much. You can work at home. Just get Mr. Gray to tell you which parts of the course book we'll be covering and read it yourself at home. All he does is go through the book anyway. You might as well do it yourself.
Oh, that's a bit unfair. I think Mr. Gray's really nice. He's always willing to stay behind after class if you don't understand something.
Being really nice and never in a hurry doesn't make him a good lecturer. Anyway, I think you should look after your health first, and ours. If we sit in that small, hot room with you for the next 3 days, we'll all have your cough by the end of it.
Perhaps you're right. I don't care about myself, but I wouldn't like other people to blame me for their illnesses. I have got a bit of a temperature now, too. So maybe I'll go and see Mr. Gray after lunch and tell him I won't be at this afternoon's lecture.
Or the next two. Come on, you've got to get better.
I suppose you're right.
Then we can all go out as we planned at the weekend.
OK, then. I don't want to miss that. And I do feel ill.
Now listen again.
I don't remember much of that lecture. The doctor gave me this medicine for my cough, but I don't like it. It seems to make me awfully sleepy, and I can't follow my lectures.
Well, if you don't take it, none of us will be able to follow our lectures. All we'll hear is you coughing.
Oh, dear. Do you think I'll annoy everybody?
Yes. You could study at home for a couple of days. You know, have some time off until it gets better.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I'd miss too much. And I get really uncomfortable when I have a lot of catching up to do. Last year I missed a whole week when I fell off my bike and had that enormous bandage on my hand. It took me ages to do all the work when I came back.
Oh, you worry too much. You can work at home. Just get Mr. Gray to tell you which parts of the course book we'll be covering and read it yourself at home. All he does is go through the book anyway. You might as well do it yourself.
Oh, that's a bit unfair. I think Mr. Gray's really nice. He's always willing to stay behind after class if you don't understand something.
Being really nice and never in a hurry doesn't make him a good lecturer. Anyway, I think you should look after your health first, and ours. If we sit in that small, hot room with you for the next 3 days, we'll all have your cough by the end of it.
Perhaps you're right. I don't care about myself, but I wouldn't like other people to blame me for their illnesses. I have got a bit of a temperature now, too. So maybe I'll go and see Mr. Gray after lunch and tell him I won't be at this afternoon's lecture.
Or the next two. Come on, you've got to get better.
I suppose you're right.
Then we can all go out as we planned at the weekend.
OK, then. I don't want to miss that. And I do feel ill.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear a recorded message about an arts festival. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
This is the Arts Festival box office. There is no one here to take your call, but do not hang up, as further information follows. The festival begins on the 12th of May and continues to the 28th. At the Theatre Royal, there will be a series of concerts, starting with jazz singer Elaine Del Mar on the 12th of May. There are also concerts at the Corn Exchange. On Thursday, the 19th of May, we welcome back the Viennese Gala Orchestra, who are regular performers at the festival. Also at the Corn Exchange, there will be a series of jazz concerts each Friday at 1 o'clock. During these lunchtime concerts, a bar will be open for the sale of wine, and we are offering free soft drinks. Sandwiches will also be on sale. Light meals can be bought in the restaurant afterwards. There are various other musical performances in the cathedral, and poetry readings in one of the town's churches. The Film Society has arranged to show a film of Mozart's opera Don Giovanni at the theatre. Our programme has full details. Ickworth House, just outside the town, is joining in the festival as usual. There is a guided walk around Ickworth Park on Sunday the 15th, which will last about 2.5 hours. Also, on the 19th of May, we have a special concert of piano music given by Oliver Davis in the beautiful Ickworth Library. The price of tickets includes coffee and biscuits, and you are advised to book early, as this is always especially popular. For more information, send for our festival programme or visit the box office from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mondays to Fridays, or 12 to 8 p.m. on Saturdays. Bookings can be made in person, cash, cheque or credit card, by post, cheques only, or by telephone, credit cards only. We also accept credit card bookings by fax on 0284 706 035. For these bookings, you must use our booking form. Thank you for calling.
Now listen again.
This is the Arts Festival box office. There is no one here to take your call, but do not hang up, as further information follows. The festival begins on the 12th of May and continues to the 28th. At the Theatre Royal, there will be a series of concerts, starting with jazz singer Elaine Del Mar on the 12th of May. There are also concerts at the Corn Exchange. On Thursday, the 19th of May, we welcome back the Viennese Gala Orchestra, who are regular performers at the festival. Also at the Corn Exchange, there will be a series of jazz concerts each Friday at 1 o'clock. During these lunchtime concerts, A bar will be open for the sale of wine, and we are offering free soft drinks. Sandwiches will also be on sale. Light meals can be bought in the restaurant afterwards. There are various other musical performances in the cathedral, and poetry readings in one of the town's churches. The Film Society has arranged to show a film of Mozart's opera Don Giovanni at the theatre. Our programme has full details. Ickworth House, just outside the town, is joining in the festival as usual. There is a guided walk around Ickworth Park on Sunday the 15th, which will last about 2.5 hours. Also, on the 19th of May, we have a special concert of piano music given by Oliver Davis in the beautiful Ickworth Library. The price of tickets includes coffee and biscuits, and you are advised to book early, as this is always especially popular. For more information, send for our festival programme or visit the box office from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mondays to Fridays, or 12 to 8 p.m. on Saturdays. Bookings can be made in person, cash, cheque or credit card, by post, cheques only, or by telephone, credit cards only. We also accept credit card bookings by fax on 0284 706 035. For these bookings, you must use our booking form. Thank you for calling.
That is the end of part 2.